You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Keisha Whaley, the founder of Brass Tacks Collective, a first-of-its-kind teaching agency for those seeking to pursue a career in marketing and advertising. Keisha, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And you're most welcome. So for starters, give us some background behind Brass Tacks Collective, the history about its creation, mission, and structure.
Absolutely. So Brass Tacks Collective is still a pretty young agency. It was formed at the end of 2015. And the reason for it was because I'd been working in agencies of different types and different sizes for about 7 years. And I kept seeing these two problems come up. One was that regardless of which agency I worked at, and even talking with other people that had agencies, there was always this desire to have kind of younger, fresher talent. And definitely from a business perspective, of course, it's always cheaper. But there was this catch-22 setup that in order to apply for an entry-level position, you had to have 1 to 2 years of experience to get it. And it was really difficult to find any places that would hire you fresh out so that you could get that 1 to 2 years experience. So that was troubling. And then on the other side of that, there are a lot of agencies that are willing to do pro bono work or deeply discounted work for nonprofits or local organizations, but they're really only willing to do that for a certain period of time, and it's usually tied to press that they can get around that. There's nothing kind of set in place to keep it going. And I really felt like most of the places where I worked could have done more. And I saw an opportunity to bring those two issues together. So what Brass Tacks Collective does is provides a year of paid apprenticeship. So I pay them for their time. They don't pay me. They are here with me and learn all of the things that I have to impart, as well as all of the things that the other professionals that work within the collective have to impart. They do client work themselves to build up their portfolios. Which at the end of the year not only constitutes that year of experience, but they have a beautiful portfolio of real work as opposed to just student work. And because it's the apprentices doing that work, we can bring the prices way down from industry standards so that we can work with nonprofits and startups and people that are paying out of pocket, for their small businesses. So that's kind of what we're set up to do and what we're all about. And it's been really well received so far.
I bet it has. Who wouldn't want to tap into that? Now, is there a greater need for marketing and advertising professionals these days, in your opinion? And how is the industry changing as we see it today?
Yeah. So, I don't know that it's any greater than it was. But I do think that there's a larger prioritization on that younger talent, on those fresh perspectives. You know, we keep seeing things in advertising and marketing where, somebody hasn't quite hit the mark or feels like they're talking to teenagers, but it's their parents' friends that are talking to them. There's a disconnect. So, they're always wanting to bring in younger people so that they can talk to younger people. And so that, that might be a growing change, but there's still that risk of, okay, if I bring you in here and you don't have any job experience, can I risk my money? Can I risk putting you on my client work? All of that. And that's why we're willing to take that risk. As far as the industry changing, I think that's part of it. Another part is that we're seeing this shift overall of businesses, regardless of the size, even large, multi-million dollar, billion dollar industries, where they're wanting to switch from working with huge agencies, ones where, most conversations are had via email and phone call. They really want to know who's on the other side, who's on their team. And with the larger and larger places, their turnover rate, and not to say people are leaving because everything is so bad. That's not why a turnover rate might be high in an agency. It's really because you're expected to kind of move from place to place to just keep yourself kind of agile and constantly learning and developing. But that doesn't lead to good client relationships because you don't know who's going to be working on your project from one week to the next. And so that has been a shift in how, you know, more boutiques, smaller shops, you're starting to hear about people who are hired as individuals and doing some really fantastic big marketing work. So that's definitely changed in the industry, and that's something that we can provide because we do allow all of our apprentices to be in every meeting. Even if they may not work on the end result project, they're allowed in those meetings. They get to meet the clients and have a one-on-one interaction just like they do any of the professional network that we work with. So there's something that we are able to kind of facilitate in that change of, yes, there are real humans working on your projects. You can meet them. You can get to know them. And even though they're only there for a year, you still get that whole year to really feel settled with them.
Keisha, how has Brass Tacks grown since its founding?
It's huge, actually. So when I started Brass Tacks, it was just me. And I very quickly had two longtime friends from work join me as contracted web developers. So I was doing design work. They were doing the development. I was building my client base and started with just two clients that were, you know, I'd talked to them about it before I jumped off. And then kind of quickly escalated to 12 clients. And then now where we sit, we have about 38 clients just 2 years later. The team itself, in addition to those two, I brought in another, another 10 contractors. And then the apprenticeship program started with 7 apprentices. So we're constantly kind of growing. And I've always been sure to make sure that the client work comes first. So we get when we get enough work, we bring in more people, and it's a very flexible kind of team structure so that it can adapt to that. But it's been every step has been forward, and I've been really grateful for that.
Today we are joined by Keisha Whaley, founder of Brass Tacks Collective, a first of its kind teaching agency for those seeking to pursue a career in marketing and advertising, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, we hear that you won a WeWork Creator Award. Congratulations on that accomplishment. Tell us about that experience and how has competing in that competition and winning that financial award affected your business?
Yeah, it was incredible. Just winning it was incredible. What it has done, so the award amount for me in my category and the prize that I got was $72,000, which is nothing to sniff at. It was more money in one deposit in my bank account. I think I took a screenshot of it just so I could stare at it. But I was able to purchase computers for all of the apprentices, all 7, their computers, all the software that they needed, which was amazing because, you know, most of my apprentices are either in school or right out of school. So they've got the same laptops that they've had for the last several years, and they're full of their schoolwork, reaching capacity. You can't ask them to delete their personal, you know, projects just to make room for your stuff. But in addition, they didn't have access to all the software that we do. So I was able to provide that and also, you know, give us some inventory so that future classes can always be welcomed in without that burden. I was able to make my first full-time hire, which was for an account manager. Her name's Elizabeth Keller. It was absolutely the right timing for that. Managing all of the people, the projects, everything going just by yourself is enough to make anyone crazy. So having someone else in there was helpful just in and of itself. And she's brought a ton of experience, great perspective, and has helped manage some things that, you know, I'm not all that good at. I'm a creative. So even though I can be a little type A in certain instances, it wasn't enough to keep the wheels on how they should be when it comes to process and organization. And then beyond that, I was able to put aside a little bit of money to cover our workshops. So we offer workshops throughout the year to our apprentices, but we also open several of them up to the public. And those might be technical workshops that are kind of skill-based and learn some software or learn a technique. And we also have career-based ones that kind of talk over general career advice, how to handle your finances as a freelancer, how to manage your time effectively as an employee. And then we have some life skills about stress management and understanding your personality type. So we, in opening those up to the public, you know, it takes a while for the public to be on board when you're brand new and you're offering those kind of services. So we're able to pay our instructors just with money left from the grant that we received and not have to worry about registration being high enough to cover it. So all of those things kept us operational, but also helped us really grow and establish a presence here in Dallas that, you know, we're starting to get people that are saying, oh, I've heard of Brass Tacks Collective, or, oh, I would need that kind of service or something like that. Just in conversation, there's some trust building, some awareness.
Well, Keisha, you've done an awesome job and really inspiring what you've been able to accomplish and create, and we can't thank you enough for joining us here today. In conclusion, what's your biggest piece of advice for aspiring entrepreneurs tuning in or from around the world, or someone with a business idea who doesn't know what to do next?
That's a great question, and one I think that gets asked of entrepreneurs a lot. What I would say, I heard this quote years ago, and it ended in, if not now, when? And that has been something that has been so important for me to kind of keep in mind. If you're waiting for the world to be ready for your idea, your business idea, your product, whatever that is, someone else is going to get to it before you do. So you have to be ready to just jump off and say, okay, I see this need, I'm going to do it. I had to get past my own risk aversion, and that's a huge thing. There are a lot of things in place to kind of tell us you can't start this business yet. You don't have enough money saved, or you don't have the right equipment to do this, or you know, whatever it is that you're trying to do. If you don't do it now, when are you going to do it? That's the best piece of advice I can give. And I can't answer that question for you. It doesn't mean that it's necessarily right this second because that question has been asked. But, that's something to think about as you're incubating your idea, as you're sketching it out, as you're writing your list. Give some time to think to yourself, if I don't do this right now, when am I going to do it?
And I like that angle and that advice. Thanks so much. Keisha, where can listeners get all the details on Brass Tacks Collective?
Yeah, so our website is brasstaxcollective.com, and it's TACKS, not TAX. I've actually had some people ask if I'm in tax collections just because they assume. But brasstaxcollective.com is our website. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Brass Tacks Collective.
Well, it sounds easy enough. Again, Keisha, thanks so much for being a part of Enterprise Radio. We certainly wish you all the best and continued success.
Thanks, Eric. You too.
And thank you. We've been speaking with Keisha Whaley, the founder of Brass Tacks Collective, first of its kind teaching agency for those seeking to pursue a career in marketing and advertising. And for all the details, visit brasstaxcollective.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live, with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we do thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.